Hello, it's Beverly with the Intuitive Interior. It is the March I Ching reading. So this 2024 month of March is a yin fire rabbit month. Now we're in a yang wood dragon year. So when we've got the combination of this fire element in the month and the wood element of the year, that means that there's going to be a little bit more of some activity, I guess. Yin fire is more like a candle in a dark room. So it's more inspirational and not, you know, burn down everything. However, when you have a small little spark and a lot of wood around, things can get a little heated. So let's go ahead and move forward with today's reading. Now, this is an energy forecast. I'm not predicting anything. This is simply looking at the energy and how it is moving forward with all these combinations. Now, when you do the combination of the yin fire on the top and then the rabbit on the bottom, that provides a hexagram that is this number 41 decrease. Now, if you look here at the hexagram over here, the bottom trigram is Dui, which is yin metal. The top trigram is Gun, which is yang earth. When you have these together, you're thinking about the ore underneath the mountain. So it is not really raw material, because yin metal is more like the jewels. It's the fancy stuff. It's the what has already been refined. So it's really about having to decrease all the stuff that's on top in order to get to the good stuff underneath. Now, this particular card shows three main images. The first one is a tree that is losing some of its leaves. It's more that fall deciduous look. Behind it is the evergreen tree that, you know, doesn't lose its leaves, with a little tiny sliver of a moon that is showing in the background. The words here are decline, cutting back, frugality, contraction, letting go, less is more, resourcefulness, and a sacrifice. Now, I think most of us have been taught that decreasing is bad, unless, of course, you're talking about on a scale, you know, the weight, and, you know, losing weight is a big thing. Come on, hello, Ozempic, and all of those different types of things. But for the most part, that does require some type of a sacrifice. You have to either work out more, you have to change your food habits. In many ways, you have to reorient your whole philosophy towards nourishing your body in order to decrease the numbers on that scale and to decrease the clothing sizes, if that's really what your goal is. But is it really about decreasing things, or is it simply about shifting your focus? Spring cleaning is a thing because most of the time during the winter, we will have to bring more things inside of our living space, especially plants, things that are fragile, that are tender, that needed a little extra care. Well, now it's as the weather is beginning to shift, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere, you're able to start putting those things back out. This is an opportunity for us to look at what is it that's serving us? What do we need? Are we really using the things that we've you know, surrounded ourselves with? Are we too comfortable? Have we lost our edge a little bit? Maybe it's time to get back to basics, pare down, take the stuff that you're surrounding yourself with, and letting other people enjoy it. I'm a big fan of community buy nothing groups, or you know, of course, the Goodwills and the other thrift stores are lovely places. But if there's an opportunity for you to get to know your neighbors and just, you know, hand them out, great. In fact, I just went to a wonderful event at a friend's house. We just did a clothing swap. Whatever clothing was left over, that was all donated. So that's a great example of decrease in action in a positive way. But decrease also means looking at your mindset. What is it? What kind of things are you cluttering your brain with? The rabbit energy often is, you know, if you think about rabbits multiplying, sometimes that rabbit energy can lead to overthinking. It can you know, get you into that circular mindset of, oh, but if I do this, then that happens, and then this happens, and this happens, and this happens. There's a kid's storybook called If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. That is another example of how that mindset can lead you into the spiral. But if you stop it, if you start pulling things apart and saying, okay, well, sometimes you just give the mouse a cookie and you'll leave it at that. You don't have to continue down the spiral. You get to break your own habit. That is the general flavor of the entire month. I wanted to make sure I went through that pretty thoroughly with you guys, because some of these other cards feel a little like, wait, what? So the next one is number 53. This one is called development. And then on this trigram here, the bottom is Gun, again, the same yang earth that we had before. But on the top is Sun, which is yin wood. Yin wood, again, is like a vine that needs support. It needs to grow. So this is more about thinking about something that is growing up through hard soil, or those plants that somehow manage to make it through the crack in the sidewalk, that hard mindset, but there's something that's able to grow on top of it. This development is gradual progress, continuity, slowly but surely, adaptability, and a time-honored approach. This focus line on this particular one here is, let's get to my book, it's line 6. Now, when it's in the top, the trigram goes from the bottom to the top, line 6 is the very top line. That means that it is time for you to take these concepts and share them with others in your social circle or just society at large. So it says, when your inner development reaches a certain stage of maturity, you find that others are attracted to you and might even express that attraction by following your example. Don't be embarrassed by it, and don't let it go to your head either. Real humbleness is compassionate to others, no matter where they are on the path. As I've been going through this life path of mine for the past 20 plus years, learning about metaphysics, learning about energy work, learning about spirituality and personal development, one of the concepts that I learned early on was lower vibration and higher vibration. I grew up playing piano, so I knew that the lower vibration keys were the bass clef. They were the ones that I would try to play with my clumsy left hand. And while I always loved the sound of a wonderful bass voice, and I love the deep tones of that bass clef on the piano, it was always a challenge for me to be able to play it well, because I'm not exactly ambidextrous. I was also taught too that in the spiritual circles that the higher vibration was what you were aiming to attain, because the higher the vibration, supposedly, the closer you were to attaining nirvana, to attaining, you know, the highest level of spiritual advancement. And so for many years, it was taught to me that, well, don't talk, you know, those are low vibe thoughts. You need to stay with the high vibe thoughts. Then I learned about this concept called spiritual bypassing, where you refuse to actually acknowledge that, A, in order to be able to see the light, there must be dark, so you can appreciate it. In order to have the balance, you have to have both the yin and the yang. You have to have the masculine and the feminine, the dark and the light, the smooth and the rough. textured and the slick. All of these things are necessary. So when I look at this card and it's talking about the time-honored approach, the gradual process and progress, I think back to this concept of bringing balance in and appreciating all of the keys on that piano keyboard, appreciating that, yes, there's going to be some sad moments and some harsh moments in life. But without those, can you truly appreciate the comfort and the ease and the beauty? Until you declutter, can you actually even appreciate what it's like to live in a house that is well organized and neat? It's about that balance. So that's what this, again, talking about the development. Wherever you are on your path is the right place for you. It doesn't mean that I'm any better than you are, or that my teachers were any more, you know, evolved, if you will, than I was. Okay, so maybe they had more knowledge, but we were all at the right path, at the right level, at the right time for us in that moment. And it's okay to be able to pause right there for a while, because sometimes there's a lot of other things going on in life that just need other attention. Okay, so kind of got off on a little bit of a tangent there. But the next one that we're talking about, this one, so remember, the theme of the month is decrease. And yet one of the clarifying cards that we got here is 42, increase. And I was like, okay, so we got a decrease, increase. Now I'm getting confused, but hear me out. It makes sense. So this bottom trigram here is Zhen, which is Yang wood. The top trigram is Sun, Yin wood. So again, we had the Yin wood was the top trigram of the previous card, 53. So we've got a lot of this new growth, this new sprouts. The Yang wood at the bottom, though, is this is the one where it is that beautiful symbiotic relationship between a flowering vine and, you know, some other type of a support that is available. You know, think about a wisteria growing on a trellis, something that is supporting it, that is helping it to stand strong, that can then shower the neighborhood with beauty. Increase is sharing, reaping rewards, overflow, expansion, flowering, encouragement, fertile ground, and abundance. Not exactly what you were thinking when I was saying increase, perhaps. But what it really does mean is, so let's, kind of what I talked about before, the decrease of the month. So do the spring cleaning. Go through your closets. Look to see what it is that has collected the clutter. Perhaps it's maybe just digital clutter. But you may find as you're doing this that you have things and ideas and time available to share with others. Now, it's not about dumping your junk on other people, because that's not cool. But it is about finding out what other people need, and then helping them achieve that. Maybe it's something as simple as finding out that somebody has a craving for a certain food and either taking them out there or bringing it to them. It could be something as grand as saying, you know, I have this perfectly good couch. I don't need it anymore. I'm already getting a new one in, but rather than just throwing it away, I hear that there's a charity that is helping refugees find new homes and get settled, and they don't need it. They don't have a couch. Let's see if they need it. Maybe it's not good. Maybe you have an animal and that couch has dog hair or cat hair all over it. Is that going to be an appropriate one for them? Because if they have an allergy, that's not what you want to do either. You know, you don't want to foist your junk on people. Number 42 here, this focus line is number four. Now, number four is, again, also in that top trigram, and it's about the, you know, implementing things in the real world. So this one, again, is about taking the action steps. So great timing to get involved in, oh, let's say, helping people make their way to voting, or to some of the primary locations to do their voting. Maybe it's helping somebody else declutter their place, taking part in park improvements, doing a trash cleanup on the road, something that will help others out, not just you. So number four is, what could be better than going for the real gold in the knowledge that you, in your own small way, have helped to make the world a better place? Once in a while, each of us is called upon to serve as a mediator between the fortunate and the less fortunate, to facilitate the sharing of increase for the ultimate benefit of all. Don't be afraid to take the risks inherent in this position. It would not have come your way if you were not suited for it. The fact that this particular card has an image of flowers in a field is another good example of what increase is. If you think about the lessons of nature, flowers in the springtime, I know here in Texas, we are about to have an enormous bounty of bluebonnets blooming. They only bloom in the springtime during a very short window. And so everybody around here gets very excited about it. And people go on long drives over the weekends because they want to see these huge fields of bluebonnets that look like it's an ocean. It's really quite magical. Kind of like the cherry blossoms in Japan. One day I'll see those. But the bluebonnets are just blooming. Nature is happy to be abundant and share it with no regard for whether or not people believe they deserve to enjoy that beauty or not. So give freely. We are not the ones who are having to decide whether or not someone deserves beauty, deserves peace and quiet, deserves dignity in so many situations. So the last clarifying card is number 34. And this trigram on the bottom is Qian, which is Yang metal. And then on the top is Zhen, which is Yang wood. So we had the Zhen, the Yang wood, on the previous card. So there is this through line of, you know, some continuity. Number 34 is great power. It says on the bottom here is strength of character, authority, dignity, influence, self-confidence, leadership, peak condition, excuse me, and potency. Now, on the image on this card, you'll notice that right here by where the belly button is, where the abdomen is, there is this circle of power. And surrounding the image on this person that is sitting there in this, what looks to me to be like a leadership position, there is an image of a fiery dragon sitting on top of their head. This is, of course, the dragon year. The dragon energy is one of good, of power. Now, great power, you know, with that saying, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. I think that was Spider-Man. this focus line is the first one. It's the bottom line. When it's the line one, it is really about noticing where to take the action steps. How do you, and taking right action. The clarifying line on here says, climbing over others to, quote unquote, reach the top is a negligent use of power. You might have what it takes to get your way right now, but it is likely that exercising that influence would turn out badly in the end. So prepare the ground and let that be enough for the present. I couldn't help but think about some of the political situations that are going on in the country right now with people having to, I mean, they have to differentiate themselves somehow in order to, make it through the primary to try to actually win the office. I still believe that the most effective candidates are those that don't necessarily step on top of their opponents. They try to differentiate themselves and what they are able to offer. If the only thing that one can say is, well, vote for me because that person's terrible, that doesn't lend a lot of confidence in me. It's the same like if you're going for a job interview, hire me because that person's a crook. Well, who knows? You might be a crook too. You're just trying to deflect. Let's see. One of the other pieces here. I'm just going to have to read some more because there was a lot of good stuff on there. Not that there wasn't good stuff on the others, but this particular, it had such good words. And sometimes I just want to use other people's words. So I'm using their words. It says, your self-respect, character, and dignity are being put through an endurance test. It can mean there might be some intense grappling with inner demons like greed, narcissism, and pride, to name just a few. You might have to make hard choices, knowing that any decisions you make now will have far-reaching consequences, not only for yourself, but for others as well. Or you may have to be very strong and hold your ground when everything within and around you is disintegrating. Don't be tempted by flattery or sure cure inducements that come with a price tag attached. It would be a regrettable compromise to do so. And it's also wise to avoid extremes of any kind, particularly if you're in a powerful position. Weigh all things in the balance before reaching conclusions. The effect your decisions will have on others should not be ignored or taken lightly. And there's a lot more in this. Again, I highly recommend this book. I love this Oracle deck. It has a lot of great information. Of course, you can look up a lot of the same type of information online. There are various sources, and there's always different translations. So many translations. It's amusing trying to read through all the different translations. It's part of the reason why I like this particular thing. And no, I don't get any money from it, but I do enjoy it. A lot. All of this, again, coming back full circle, is look at what you can get rid of. Where is it that your thoughts, your environment, maybe even your friend group, do they get to stay? Then look at how you're progressing. What kind of developments, what you need to do to continue on your trajectory for a good personal development. Gradual progress, it's a good thing. Then see how can you be generous? How can you use the energy of increase to help others and to really spread that vibrancy, spread the love, share the love. With those around you. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't. Sometimes it's better if you don't, because we can all use a little extra helping hand. And finally, look at how you are exercising your power. Are you using that resource wisely, or are you wasting it on silly arguments online, where you're not going to change anybody's mind? Are you going to take the opportunity to stay in an integrity, to live from a place of groundedness and connectedness, and being an example of what it's like to be a really good human? This energy report goes from March 5th through April 3rd. It is important to remember that Mercury will be going retrograde from April 1st through, I think it's the 24th. So pretty much most of the next month, which is the dragon month in a dragon year, is all going to be retrograde. So if you've got some big decisions that you need to get through, this is the month to do it. know that if you have to push it back until April, that things just, you just have to really double check any contracts that you're entering, and then make sure that you are prepared for things to change, because it can happen. Even if it wasn't a retrograde month, when there's the same month as the year, it just, it, everything has a little extra spotlight on it. That's why if you have like a dragon in your chart right now, expect for things to be a little bit more attention placed on it, and more of a spotlight. So if you've been doing things well, then people will notice that you've been doing things well. But if you've not been doing things well, yeah, they're going to notice that too. So anyway, this has been the March 2024 I Ching forecast. I hope you have a wonderful year or month of the rabbit.